listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage. You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Culture, and this episode is not any different other than the fact that it is going to be 100% news, because I'm going to share my thoughts on the recent news about Chris Hardwick. But first, before I get into that, I want to share a lighter story that could prompt conversation for an upcoming episode. Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, who are the guys who wrote Avengers Infinity War, were on Fat Man on Batman, which is, if you're not sure, one of Kevin Smith's many, many, many podcasts. Now, while they were on the show, I've been listening to that episode, and it's actually pretty good, minus the fact that Kevin Smith is, he's a little vulgar, and, you know, that is what it is. Anyway, they were on the show and they decided to talk about the DC cinematic universe, the DCEU, and they had some ideas on what they would do with those Warner Brothers DC movies if they had the chance. Christopher Marcus said, "I might put Batman and Superman and everyone else, I mean, Wonder Woman is doing fine, aside for a second. Go through the vast world and go that guy or that girl and go, let's just make a really good movie and not a universe and see what happens. There's lots of spaghetti being thrown at the wall right now." Now, I think getting back to basics would work much better than whatever Warner and DC are doing right now. And I agree that they're just seeing what sticks and moving on, but it's not really great for business and it's not really great for fans, which means it's not great for business. And as someone who is really enjoying the DC comics right now, I want the characters to be handled better instead of just throwing them in the hands of people who don't understand. And you know, for the most part, that's what we're getting. And as a Marvel fan, I feel like I've been lucky with the way that Kevin Feige and the whole team over there at Marvel Studios has handled every character that has been thrown at them. I mean, a good majority, I would say a good 97% of the characters that they've been given have been really, really well done. And I'm hoping that the news that I talked about last week with Geoff Johns getting involved more so with the DC and Warner films going forward. He's a writer producer. You know, he's got his stamp on it and I hope he starts directing, but I'm hoping that with Geoff Johns maybe more involved that things are going to get better. And I don't know. It would be really cool to see some Marvel writers go over and go, this is what could fix things. But at the same time, I want to see something different out of DC. They don't need to do things the way that Marvel did them. So, question for you, what would your pitch for a DC movie be? I'm interested in hearing it. I don't really have one because I don't know how to pitch things. But I think the idea of going back and really just trimming things down and focusing on who the characters are instead of immediately trying to throw them in team movies, I think that could be the best route for all of this. And it's just my opinion. Let me know what you think. Just comment on the episode over the podcast website at geekthispodcast.com. So late last week, Chloe Dykstra, who is the daughter of famed special effects artist John Dykstra, shared on the website Medium that her ex-boyfriend had abused her throughout their entire relationship. And I'm going to link to the article in the show notes, but I just want to give you a heads up. It's very intense. It's uncomfortable. It's hard to read, and it could be very triggering for you if you've experienced any kind of abuse. So I just want to put that out there, kind of like I did last week. You know, I don't want to force you to read anything that would potentially bother you. Really, this podcast is just a way for me to share my thoughts on some things that I didn't want to use social media and, you know, 280 characters to get out there. I wanted to really have time to think about it. So I'm going to go ahead and go forward with this story, which is kind of the main topic of the show. So if that bothers you, you can totally skip the episode. I get it. And come back next week. I will have a better episode for you, unless, you know, some crazy news comes out. But, you know, I don't want you to be uncomfortable. Now, if you read the article on Medium, Chloe Dykstra doesn't name her ex-boyfriend, but she does say that he evolved from, quote, a mildly successful podcaster to a powerhouse CEO of his own company, end quote. And that seems very clear to the majority, if not all of readers, that she is talking about the founder of Nerdist, Chris Hardwick. And if you're not familiar with him, I would be very, very surprised. Nerdist has become this huge presence on the internet when it comes to pop culture and geekdom. But Chris founded Nerdist.com and Nerdist Industries in 2010, and he actually sold Nerdist Industries to Legendary Entertainment a couple years ago, but he's remained the face of the company in those few years, and he actually changed the name of what was the Nerdist podcast and moved that over to be ID10T, which is idiot, if you're not clever enough to figure that out. I shouldn't have to say that. Anyway, he went from the Nerdist podcast to ID10T, which is essentially the same thing, just with a different name. And if you watch any show on AMC, more than likely he does the after show for it. He is specifically known for Talking Bad, Talking Dead, and Talking with Chris Hardwick, which are all on AMC. Talking Bad and Talking Dead, well, Talking Bad doesn't exist anymore, but anyway, they're just after shows where, you know, they talk about the episode, they talk with different celebrities and that kind of thing. And Talking with Chris Hardwick is kind of the same thing, except they're not talking about a show. He's just interviewing a celebrity. And those typically become ID10T episodes. For a lot of geeks out there, myself included, he's kind of been put on this pedestal as the ultimate fanboy and, you know, highly respected by a lot of geek podcasts, this one included. But since the release of Chloe Dykstra's article, Nerdist.com has actually removed his founder credit from the website. It used to be at the bottom, and it's not there anymore. There have been several writers that have left the site and refused to continue their contributions simply because of Hardwick's, you know, previous ownership and his involvement, and just how related he is to Nerdist. And AMC has paused Talking with Chris Hardwick and canceled all of his San Diego Comic-Con appearances. And he's essentially just blown up his career with the allegations that Chloe lists in the article. And I was worried that it would be a little one-sided, where it was just like, well, she says all these things, you have to believe it. And I'm going to say right here, right now, I am not defending Chris Hardwick at all. OK, Okay, I'm going to get to that in just a little bit, but I am not defending him at all. But I do want to kind of give his very brief response, because he decided to release a statement the day after the article was released and the news became this widespread, like, viral thing. But as you might expect, he is denying the claims and did so during an interview with Deadline. He said, quote, "These are very serious allegations and not to be taken lightly, which is why I've taken the day to consider how to respond. I was heartbroken to read Chloe's post. Our 3-year relationship was not perfect. We were ultimately not a good match and argued, even shouted at each other. But I loved her and did my best to uplift and support her as a partner and companion in any way, and at no time did I sexually assault her." According to him, their relationship ended, and this next quote, it was basically, as far as he was concerned, why it ended. Quote, "When we were living together, I found that Chloe had cheated on me, and I ended the relationship. For several weeks after we broke up, she asked to get back together with me and even told me she wanted to have kids with me, quote, build a life, unquote, with me, and told me that I was, quote, the one. But I did not want to be with someone who was unfaithful. I'm devastated to read that she is now accusing me of conduct that did not occur. I was blindsided by her post and always wanted the best for her. As a husband, a son, and a future father, I do not condone any kind of mistreatment of women." So much of me wants to believe that he is right, because, you know, he is a lot of the inspiration for just making this show. I mean, there are other shows that have their little fingerprints on this show. They've helped create what it is, even though it's not done. It's not perfect by any means. I listen to Nerdist a lot because I like the way that their format was. It was very free-flowing, talk about whatever the heck is on your mind kind of a thing. But this story, it makes me incredibly, incredibly angry. And it's not up to me to decide whether Chris is right or wrong, or whether Chloe is right or wrong. That's not my job. I am just disgusted that someone could do this to another human being. Again, I'm not making a judgment one way or the other. I'm just frustrated and really, really upset that somebody could mistreat somebody else and that somebody would possibly, potentially make things up. And again, I'm not defending Chris and I'm not saying Chloe's wrong. I'm very much in that middle, because where is the proof of who did what? And that sounds so indecisive. But it's frustrating to see somebody who is at the forefront of this genre that I love so much to know that he might have, you know, hurt somebody that he said that he loved, that he cared about. You know, I've been married for 10 years and never, ever, 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 not once have I ever thought of hurting my wife. I've never thought of hurting my kids. In fact, my dad taught me to respect women, and I've never hit a woman. I've never degraded a woman. I've never felt the need to make myself superior. If anything, I lift my wife and the women around me up because they matter that much to me. And I'm really upset that a man who has made a career on this subculture that was looked down on for years would act in such a way. Yeah, it just grates on my nerves. It makes me so mad. I really hope that Chris Hardwick is ashamed of himself if all this happened. I know I am. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I want to see this resolve itself for the good or the bad in Chris's favor or not in Chris's favor. I want an end to it. And I think AMC was right. I think Nerdist.com was right. I think that anybody else who works for him or works with him, I think they have every right to be angry. And I hope they push him to tell the truth. And if he didn't tell the truth in what I read you, then he should absolutely be ashamed of himself for being such a coward to do that. That was really intense. I know. It's just, it's frustrating. I can't wrap my mind around how you could treat somebody like that. And again, I'm on the fence, but you know, to kind of balance out that point, I would hope that Chloe Dykstra isn't just doing this because of a career flop or something like that. I don't follow her because, I mean, I don't really have to, like, I'm not into like the cosplay stuff, and I don't know that I've ever seen her act in anything. So she's not on my radar, and that's why I don't really have too strong of an opinion toward her, I guess. I'm trying to be sensitive too. So it's just a tough situation. So I do apologize for all of the heaviness though. I will get back to some more fun episodes. I had to vent. I had to tell my opinion on this. Because I feel like out of a lot of the shows that I listen to, I'm going to be one of the very few to do that. I mean, out of all the geek podcasts that I've been involved with, I feel like I'm going to be one of the only ones that actually say anything. And I want to stand up for women, but I want to call out that kind of behavior. It's wrong on both the levels. You know, if he did it, he's a dirtbag. And if she is lying, then she's a dirtbag too. But I feel like there's some truth in there somewhere. And it's not up for me to choose who's right or wrong. I'm just really upset about it. Okay, rant is over. That's the end of the show. And real quick, before I totally end, wrap it up, play the music, credits, all that kind of stuff. I just want to let you guys know, I am supposed to be recording episodes with two other podcasts this week. So please keep an eye out on social media for links to those shows when they go live. And I say supposed to because if you are regularly subscribed to the show, you'll know that episodes usually come out like late Tuesday night. Usually like really early Wednesday morning, like 2:00 in the morning. I'm having internet problems at home, so the podcast is coming out just a little bit later than I want it to. And also because of that, I'm not in a position where I can record at home. So I have to use kind of a backup situation. It's complicated and really goofy, and I've got to go back to my day job and steal their internet so I can talk to people for podcasts. So yeah, the two shows I'm going to be on. The first one is Real World Theology, and I'll be talking about Incredibles 2 with Mikey Fizzle and David Atwell. And I'm supposed to be doing that as I record this tomorrow, which would be Wednesday, which is the day this releases. Fingers crossed that it all works out. And since I am talking about Incredibles 2 on Real World Theology, I'm not going to be talking about it here on Geek This unless it comes up in a group conversation. So, sorry, that is not coming. As far as a solo, the movie episode goes, I still have that in my little calendar idea box to do. And as soon as I can get with David Hunt and get something figured out, we will talk about that movie. Don't freak out on me. The second show that I'm going to be on is called Your Podcast, and it's actually a podcast done by the company I work for part-time, Blueberry, and I'm going to be guest hosting an episode with my boss at Blueberry, Mike Dell, and I don't know what we're talking about. I still have to check out the show notes for that, but the episode is actually set to release on June 25th. That's a Monday. So be sure to check that out. I will have links to both of these shows, at least their websites and where you can subscribe, in the show notes for the episode. And that, my friends, does it for another episode of Geek This. I will push for a lighter main topic next week, I promise. And I will also continue doing it on the ones following. It's just been a couple rough weeks with news, and I felt the need to give my opinion, and I really do appreciate you sticking around. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Like, I don't want to create, you know, some kind of a hate mob or anything. I just want to hear what you have to say. What is your opinion on all of this stuff that's going on with, you know, Anthony Bourdain, stuff with Chris Hardwick? What are your thoughts? Let me know at geekthispodcast.com. There's comments, there's social media, all that stuff. You'll find it all there. Anyway, I will talk to you next Wednesday with a new episode, and until then, keep on geeking out. Produced by me, Dave Clements. Music for this episode can be found at podcastmusic.com, and the show opener was produced by Music Radio Creative. You can find links for this episode and more at geekthispodcast.com. Welcome to Geek This. Wow, that was bad.